Roberts, and joining me, candidate for Texas Railroad Commissioner. There's a big event going on over at Texas Tech this evening at 6 p.m. And one of the candidates, well, they'll have two candidates out there. One of the candidates, Wayne Christian, Republican candidate for Texas Railroad Commissioner. Mr. Christian, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Chad. Good to be back with you again.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. Y'all have a pretty big event going on this evening at 6 p.m. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Senator Glenn Hagar, who is running for state comptroller, is joining me, and Representative Charles Perry, former Representative Jim Lantrip, are both special guests there. And we're just at the Fraser Pavilion just to meet people and to just introduce ourselves more closely, get them to understand my position and why I'm running for state railroad commissioner, and what we see is the reason they should vote for us. That's what the politicians are supposed to do, I believe.
That's right. Go out and meet the people, and we appreciate you doing that out here today. This is being put on, I believe, by the Young Conservatives of Texas and the Young Conservatives of Texas Tech, which it's really good to see, you know, people getting involved and the students over at Texas Tech getting involved. Let's talk about your campaign a little bit under your issues. And tonight, the headline is Protect the Texas Miracle. And this is something that you hear Governor Perry talk about, that you hear a lot of Republicans talk about, the Texas Miracle. When it comes down to railroad commissioner, though, there may be a lot of folks who look at that and go, well, what does that have to do with the Texas Miracle? Tell us a little bit about that and your position on it.
Well, after about a decade and a half in the Texas House, I've looked back to see why there was a Texas Miracle. Why are we different from California? And you start looking at why we're able to pass such things as tort reform, lawsuit reform, why we don't have a state income tax, why we're able to snub the nose of the federal government and some of their demands upon Texas and say, we just do it our way, and reduce welfare rolls and provide employment in a workforce commission. And why are we able to? And I look, and it's because one great reason is because we enjoy an abundance of a natural resource underneath the ground that the good Lord gave us called oil and gas. And because of that $12 billion a year, because of a steady income, part of our being Texas and not California, and part of the Texas Miracle and why people are moving here is oil and gas, and that's what the Railroad Commission protects. And with my decade and a half in the House, 3 terms on energy and regulated industry, I believe I am the only experienced candidate to protect us from an attack that Mr. Obama is putting on Texas oil and gas.
Where do you see oil and gas going? Obviously, we're seeing a little bit of a boom here in the state of Texas, which is good. Although I think it could be argued that if some of the regulations and some of the Obama government were to get out of the way, we'd see even bigger boom going into the future. What does the future look like for Texas, and how much of a role will that play?
Well, of course, the outlook we look for is a bright outlook, unless Mr. Obama has his way. Understand, the latest candidate to announce for this commission is a Democrat, a former office member of Sheila Jackson Lee that worked under the Bill Clinton administration. That would be for Mr. Obama. And Mr. Obama wants only clean, green energy, which is everything but oil and gas. So not only is there an attack called Take Texas Blue politically from the Democratic Party, but there's an active move to shut down oil and gas production. The environmental agencies and environmental extremist groups have joined the Fish and Wildlife Administration to shut down large areas in East Texas, the Panhandle, and attempt out to Midland on endangered species. So we're under an attack. And if we wind up with, I believe, either a new trainee that hasn't had experience in that position, or we wind up with Obama's handpicked man from Sheila Jackson Lee's camp, Texas could see a decrease significantly in our oil and gas production, and that is a dangerous thing. And we in America have just become the number one place on planet Earth in production for oil and gas, and Texas is the largest producer in the state, in the United States.
Visiting with Wayne Christian, you can visit his website, christianfortexas.com. He will be at Texas Tech tonight at 6 p.m. I'm sure you've gotten questions before, and the Democrats will certainly raise questions as to, okay, you worry about too many regulations as far as oil and gas go. What type of regulations are you for? And when do you say, okay, this is enough regulations? Where do you draw the line, in your opinion?
Well, Well, in my opinion, after a decade and a half in the House and on energy, as I mentioned, I believe there's darn well enough regulations. I believe there's some danger that we are not yet able currently to enforce the current regulations because of some of the budget cutbacks we've seen at the Railroad Commission, but we don't need new regulations. Understand there is no environmental EPA regulation that Texas is not underneath. There is zero that we are not meeting. So there is no reason the federal government has to change anything as far as any pollution environment. That's all a hoax. Texas is below all that. By the way, Chad, the only environmental regulation that we do exceed from time to time is in some of the urban areas for the gas emissions from our automobiles. And that's not a state regulations. Only the federal government can regulate that. So we are meeting all EPA regulations.
Obviously, I follow you on Twitter. I've been following your website as well. And you tweet out a lot of endorsements. You've gotten a lot of endorsements lately from Tea Party leaders, from conservative folks out there. Why do you think that is?
Well, they've seen me for 15 years walk the walk instead of just promise. I'm the only candidate remaining in this race that you can look back, and I can't lie and promise I'm going to become this person that I've not been. You can look at my record of a decade and a half, and I enjoy friends and supporters that you mentioned, endorsers, up to almost 200 now from such organizations as Young Conservatives of Texas, as you mentioned. We've received the endorsements in decades past of almost every. I was the only 100% Eagle Forum person session before last, 100% Conservative Digest candidate. So I've been the chairman of the Conservative Coalition for 3 terms, and I was on the board for the Tea Party Caucus. My record is solid, it's proven, and a record of 3 terms on serving for energy shows that I know how to fight the EPA and fight the folks and keep Texas oil and gas producing.
Wayne Christian, ChristianForTexas.com. I appreciate your time today. I know we'll be visiting throughout this election season, and want to remind people you'll be having a joint event tonight, 6 p.m. at the Frazier Alumni Pavilion at 6 p.m. at Texas Tech Protect the Texas Miracle event. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Chad. Thank you.
Have a good one. That's Wayne Christian, Republican candidate for Texas Railroad Commission.